Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're delving into The Mindful Day by Laurie J. Cameron. Published in 2018, this insightful book offers practical ways to incorporate mindfulness into your daily life. By combining ancient techniques with modern psychological research, Cameron shows how mindfulness can enhance well-being and improve relationships. Whether you're overwhelmed by stress or simply a fan of psychology or mindfulness, The Mindful Day provides valuable insights for integrating mindfulness into various aspects of your life. Laurie J. Cameron brings a wealth of experience as the founder and CEO of Purpose Blue, a leadership consultancy that emphasizes the benefits of mindfulness in fostering resilience and innovation. She also imparts her knowledge as a mindfulness teacher with the Search Inside Yourself Leadership Institute and as a guest professor at the R.H. Smith School of Business at the University of Maryland. Join us as we explore how The Mindful Day can help you lead a more focused and fulfilling life. The Mindful Day: Practical Ways to Find Focus, Calm, and Joy from Morning to Evening. Introduction. Reclaim your day. Find peace among the chaos. Imagine starting your day on a note of tranquility, navigating your work life with calm precision, and ending your evening with a deep sense of gratitude. Isn't that the kind of day we all yearn for amidst our busy schedules? Life often feels like a series of tasks needing immediate attention, leading us to live most of our days on autopilot. How do we break this cycle and truly re-engage with the present moment? Finding peace amid daily chaos begins with mindfulness, a powerful tool drawn from a blend of age-old traditions and modern psychological practices. This method doesn't just help manage stress. It transforms your entire approach to life, enabling you to appreciate and savor each moment. The journey to a mindful day incorporates simple practices, seamlessly integrated into your daily routine, reshaping your perspective on work, relationships, and leisure. You begin with cultivating gratitude every morning. Imagine acknowledging the good in your life as soon as you awake. This practice sets a positive tone for the rest of your day. But mindfulness isn't just for moments of solitude. It encompasses all interactions. For instance, you can practice mindfulness in your connections with others, like imbuing a simple hug with your full presence and attention. This not only strengthens your relationships, but also anchors you firmly to the here and now. As the day winds down, reflective questions can guide your evening routine, asking yourself what moments today brought you joy, or what lessons you learned. Invites a gentle closure to your day and preps your mind for a restful night. By adopting these mindful practices consistently, starting with gratitude, engaging fully with those around you, and ending with introspection, you can transform your ordinary day into an extraordinary experience of living fully and presently. Part 1. Embrace the Present. How Mindfulness Clears Mental Clutter. Just as a vigorous workout strengthens the body, mental exercises can significantly boost our mental health. Enter mindfulness, our mental fitness regimen. But before we lace up our mental sneakers, let's get a clearer picture of what mindfulness truly is. At its essence, mindfulness involves directing our attention to our current thoughts, emotions, and surroundings, rather than letting the mind wander into past regrets or future anxieties. This mental shift is transformative, helping us recognize and alter our habitual responses like snap judgments or self-criticism. Mindfulness cultivates an open, accepting, and adaptive mindset, crucial in today's ever-evolving world. The essence of mindfulness is to keep us anchored in the here and now, a practice of paramount importance given that nearly half of our thoughts stray toward the past or future. Astonishingly, a study from Harvard University revealed that we're only fully present about 53% of the time. This wandering mind often leaves us detached from our current experiences, driven by an innate biological mechanism designed more for survival than for emotional fulfillment. Historically, our minds have been engineered to predict and prepare for threats, continuously operating a mental alarm system. This system, while advantageous to our ancestors, who lived amidst predators and constant dangers, now tends to overload us with worries and fears due to the complex, unpredictable nature of modern life. In the fast-paced, uncertain landscapes we navigate today, our evolutionary traits can feel more like burdens. An overactive mental alert system can lead to chronic stress, hampering our ability to enjoy life and fulfill our potential. However, the practice of mindfulness offers a way to recalibrate this system, allowing us to manage and mitigate the incessant noise and pressures of contemporary existence. By engaging in mindfulness, we train our brains to focus intentionally on the present, reducing the overwhelming influx of information and distractions. Awareness becomes our sanctuary, shielding us from the relentless pace of modern life and reacquainting us with the richness of the moment at hand. Stay tuned as we delve deeper into practical mindfulness techniques that promise to rejuvenate your mental landscape and restore peace to your everyday life. Part 2. Mastering Mindfulness. Start with these essential techniques. Embarking on the path to mindfulness doesn't have to be daunting. It all begins with learning a few foundational practices that can quickly become second nature, profoundly enhancing your everyday life. These key techniques pave the way for a more peaceful, insightful, and empathetic approach to living. Let's explore how you can start integrating them into your daily routine. The cornerstone of beginning your mindfulness practice is mindful breathing. This technique is a powerful tool you can deploy anytime, anywhere, whether you're caught in morning traffic or amidst a stressful meeting. Simply pause, take a breath, and shift your focus to the inhale and exhale. Notice the air moving through your nostrils, your lungs expanding, and then the release of tension as you exhale. This simple act can anchor you back to the present, cooling down the fires of immediate stress or distraction. Next, explore the body scan technique. This practice deepens your connection to your physical self and, by extension, your emotional states. Begin at your toes and slowly guide your awareness up through each part of your body, noting any sensations, discomfort, or tension. This not only aids in relaxation, but also helps you recognize emotional cues, like a tight chest from anxiety or a clenched jaw from frustration. Understanding these signals allows you to respond to them more thoughtfully, enhancing your emotional intelligence. Then, there's the loving-kindness meditation. This practice expands your sense of compassion. Picture someone you care about, envisage them wishing well for you, and then mentally send back those good intentions. Gradually extend these warm thoughts to others and finally to yourself. This form of meditation has been linked with increased positivity and a greater capacity for empathy, both towards others and oneself. Lastly, remember the STOP method, particularly useful in times of stress. STOP stands for stop what you're doing. Take a deep breath. Observe your experience, including thoughts, feelings, and sensations, and proceed with kindness towards yourself. This acronym acts as a quick mental checklist to manage stress on the spot, allowing for immediate and mindful response to life's inevitable pressures. As you integrate these practices into your daily life, you will find that mindfulness becomes less of a practice and more of a way of being. It is about cultivating a deeper, richer experience of each moment and enhancing your overall quality of life. The journey into mindfulness is one of many steps, but each one is a stride towards a more fulfilling life. Stay tuned as we delve deeper into practical ways you can weave these mindfulness practices into the fabric of your everyday life, transforming ordinary days into a series of mindful moments. Part 3. Start your day mindfully. Embrace gratitude and meditation each morning. Your morning routine sets the tone for your entire day, often before you've even fully woken up. It's all too common to start the day stressed, fretting over your endless to-do list or the challenges that await at work. If this resonates with you, consider transforming your morning into a time of peace and focus with two powerful practices, gratitude and meditation. The first steps toward a better morning lie in treating yourself with kindness rather than criticism. It's easy to wake up and immediately start cataloging missed opportunities or unfinished tasks from the day before. While it might seem like this approach gears you up for productivity, it more often than not sets a stressful and negative tone for your day. Instead, try starting your day with a moment of gratitude while you're still cozy under your covers. Take a few minutes to reflect on what you're thankful for, be it the support of your loved ones, exciting projects at work, or simply the opportunity to enjoy another day. Studies from Harvard Business School highlight that gratitude not only enhances your physical and mental health, but also sharpens your performance by leaving you more invigorated and alert. While daily expressions of gratitude are beneficial, research from the University of California suggests that a weekly practice may be even more impactful, reducing the risk of burnout and ensuring a sustained positive effect. On days other than your gratitude practice, incorporate meditation into your morning routine. Just 10 minutes of meditation can significantly decrease anxiety and improve emotional regulation, according to multiple studies. And if you're concerned about the time commitment, remember that meditation can be as straightforward as sitting quietly and focusing on your breath. If you find your thoughts drifting during meditation, don't get discouraged. Each time you catch yourself wandering and bring your attention back to your breath, you're enhancing your mindfulness and mental control. Combining gratitude with meditation each morning isn't just about starting your day right. It's about recalibrating your inner environment so that you move through your day with greater presence, productivity, and peace. These moments of early reflection provide a strong foundation for the challenges and opportunities ahead, ensuring you approach them with a grounded and centered mindset. Part 4. Become a stellar communicator with mindfulness. Ever found yourself nodding along during a colleague's presentation while your mind races through a checklist of other tasks? This common scenario where we half listen, half plan can lead to misunderstandings and missed opportunities for connection. The message here is clear. Mindfulness can significantly improve your communication skills. Mindful listening is about giving your full attention to the person speaking to you. If you catch your mind wandering, gently guide it back to the present conversation. Resist the urge to interrupt with your thoughts or solutions. Patient listening can often provide deeper insights into the speaker's perspectives and needs. Moreover, it's crucial to listen without preconceived notions. Often, we listen through a filter of our expectations or past experiences, which can distort the actual message being conveyed. A helpful technique to ensure you've understood correctly is to paraphrase what was said and confirm it with the speaker. This not only clarifies any misconceptions, but also shows that you are genuinely engaged in the conversation. Email communication, a staple in modern professional exchanges, also benefits from mindfulness. Recall a time when an email upset you. Perhaps it felt unfair or overly critical. Our immediate response in such scenarios is often to defend ourselves or counterattack. However, mindfulness offers a different approach. Before responding to such emails, pause. During this pause, cultivate compassion. Think of the person on the other side of the email. They, like you, have their pressures, insecurities, and perhaps even miscommunications. By empathizing with their position, you can respond more thoughtfully and constructively. Ask yourself what the sender might need from your response. Maybe they're looking for clarification, support, or simply to be heard. A reply crafted with empathy not only resolves potential conflicts, but also builds stronger, constructive professional relationships. Implementing kindness in your emails can transform your workplace dynamics. Studies from the University of Michigan demonstrate that compassion in the workplace leads to lower turnover rates, increased cooperation among staff, and a stronger commitment to the organization. Hence, a mindful response to an email is not just about handling that one message, but also about enriching your entire professional environment. Take each email as an opportunity to promote a positive, collaborative atmosphere at work. By integrating mindfulness into your communication habits, whether in face-to-face meetings or digital correspondence, you herald a more connected and understanding workplace culture. Part 5. Enhance your life by revitalizing your leisure time. Reflect for a moment. Do you genuinely enjoy your free time, or does it slip away while you scroll through your phone on the couch? It's easy to forget that leisure time is a precious asset that should be cherished and maximized rather than mindlessly squandered. The essence here is simple. Don't let your valuable leisure moments go to waste. Transforming your leisure experiences doesn't have to involve grand plans or expensive activities. Start with something as accessible and profound as turning off the TV and engaging in a mindful walk, a practice where you immerse yourself in the experience of walking. With each step, feel your feet touch the ground, and take in the environment around you without getting lost in further thoughts or distractions. For instance, if you notice an apple tree, simply appreciate its presence without drifting into thoughts about the apple pies you could make. Immersing yourself in nature during these walks can be particularly beneficial, both for your mental health and your physiological well-being. When you walk amidst natural surroundings, certain parts of your brain, like the prefrontal cortex, which is responsible for planning and decision-making, get a much-needed break. Studies in Japan have shown that walking in forests not only lowers blood pressure, but also reduces cortisol levels, which are often elevated during stress. And if you have children, bring them along. Quality trumps quantity when it comes to time spent with children. A mindful walk in nature offers a unique opportunity to be fully present with your kids. This attentive, focused interaction is of the highest quality, enriching the experience for both you and the child. It also allows you to share in their natural curiosity and wonder about the world, strengthening your bond and creating lasting memories. So, next weekend, instead of defaulting to passive activities, consider planning a day out in nature. Whether it's exploring local trails or simply visiting a park, make it a day where you and your loved ones can truly disconnect from routine stresses and reconnect with the world and each other. Part 6. Embrace warmth, the transformative power of hugging meditation. Picture the scene. A loved one returns home, and like a joyful golden retriever named Bo, who never fails to show his excitement, they are met with unbridled affection. While Bo may express his love effortlessly through barks and wagging his tail, humans often find it a bit more challenging to convey their feelings. Here's where the art of hugging meditation comes into play as a profound way to show we care. The practice of hugging meditation is a beautiful and simple ritual. When someone arrives home, take a moment to genuinely acknowledge their presence. Meet them at the door, look into their eyes, and greet them with a heartfelt welcome home. Then, together, share a mindful breath, fully arriving in the present moment with one another. The embrace that follows is not just any hug. It's a meditation spread over 3 deep connecting breaths. With the first breath, focus on your own presence and the happiness you feel in this shared moment. With the second breath, shift your awareness to the other person, appreciating their presence and well-being. On the third breath, allow yourselves to be enveloped by a mutual sense of joy and gratitude for being together. This practice does more than simply make the recipient feel cared for. It offers tangible health benefits. Engaging in this kind of meaningful physical contact releases oxytocin, often referred to as the love hormone, which not only enhances emotional bonding but can also reduce physical stress. Research from the University of North Carolina illustrates this point beautifully, revealing that women who frequently hug their partners exhibit lower blood pressure compared to those who do not. Neuroscientists suggest that the effectiveness of hugging lies in its ability to activate the insula, a brain region involved in processing emotions. The comfort of a heartfelt hug can thus significantly temper irritability and bring immediate stress relief. If your partner or family member seems tense or overwhelmed, try offering a firm and gentle hug, maintaining the embrace until you feel their stress begin to dissipate. Hugging meditation is more than a gesture of affection. It's a mutually enriching expression of love, support, and mindfulness that transforms a routine greeting into a healing connection. Part 7, Mindfulness, the Key to Feeling at Home in Your Own Space. Anticipating the end of a long workday is natural. It's the time to unwind, connect with loved ones, or enjoy personal hobbies. Yet, ironically, it's also a time when thoughts of the office often invade our home sanctuary, making it difficult to truly relax. The transformative power of mindfulness can help you bridge this gap, ensuring that once you step into your home, you truly leave work behind. The essence here is, mindfulness transforms your living space into a true haven, helping you feel deeply at home. To disconnect from work and embrace your home life, consider establishing a mindful evening ritual. Begin this practice at your front door. Before you even enter, pause and touch the doorknob. Here you might say aloud, "As I walk into my home, I am present, calm, and at peace." This simple affirmation sets the tone for the rest of your evening. Once inside, resist the urge to dive into household tasks or revert back to work thoughts. Instead, stop for a moment and take 3 deep, mindful breaths. During these breaths, gently review your current state by asking, "What are my thoughts right now? What sensations are present in my body? What emotions am I carrying with me?" This self-check allows you to acknowledge and accept your feelings, particularly if the day was challenging. If you notice any lingering stress or discomfort, don't push it away. Instead, confront these feelings directly, sending the same compassion to yourself that you would offer a friend in distress. This self-empathy is crucial for processing and releasing the day's stress. Transition next into a more nurturing activity, such as cooking a meal. Make your culinary preparation a mindful exercise by fully engaging with the ingredients. Run your fingers through dry rice, appreciate the vibrant color of fruits or vegetables, and focus on the sensory details, like the heat from the stove or the aroma of spices. Using these sensations as anchors, continually draw your mind back to the task at hand if it starts to wander. Finally, as you sit down to your meal, take a moment to express gratitude. Thank the farmers and workers who made this food possible. Reflect on the effort that brought this nourishment from the earth to your table. Such gratitude not only enhances the meal's enjoyment, but also deepens your connection to the present moment, reminding you of the network of life that supports your daily existence. Through mindfulness, you transform your home into a sanctuary where each action and moment brings you back to a state of peace and presence, allowing you to truly feel at home in your surroundings. Final summary. It's a fundamental aspect of human nature to ruminate over past events and fret about what the future holds. This tendency, deeply embedded in our neurobiology, often hinders our ability to appreciate life as it unfolds. However, you don't have to remain tethered to these instinctual patterns. Through mindfulness, you can cultivate a profound connection to the present moment, unlocking a world where each second is filled with potential for joy, connection, and peace. Mindful practices provide simple yet powerful tools to recalibrate your focus away from past regrets and future anxieties, directing your attention to the richness of the present. Whether it's through meditative breathing, a mindful walk, or the nurturing silence of a heartfelt hug, these practices encourage a deeper engagement with the here and now. By embracing mindfulness, you give yourself the freedom to fully experience and cherish the ephemeral moments that make life truly vibrant. This shift not only enhances your daily experiences, but also fosters greater peace of mind, emotional resilience, and overall well-being. Embrace these practices and start living every moment to its fullest potential. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.